This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses.
Our biggest problem is that we adapt to tyranny. Our biggest problem is we have been conditioned to go along to get along and then incrementally be dehumanized. I was thinking before I went live, watching the president speak at CPAC, he just concluded we're going to be hearing excerpts of that, Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, Vice President Pence, what a great vice president, just awesome, just so well-spoken, so gentlemanly, so Christian, so focused, so dedicated, so real, amazing, but side issue, Pence is really growing on me. Because we're getting to know them. See, mainstream media gets between us and other people. And that's what hit me, is there's Trump's approval rating now at 50%. And that's out from Rasmussen and similar things show he's upticking on other big so-called poll systems. It's more like 65, and that's why they're panicking so hard, just like I told you during the election. I've studied the polls. You can study them. I'm not going to go back into how it works, but they oversample on purpose 9 to 15 points on average for Democrats, and that's why you have that major disparity. They just say America is a Democratic Party system, and they just sell that lie. Well, we're not Democrats, and we're not Republicans either. We want freedom, we want America, we want common sense, we want free market, we want the American dream, get off our back. That's who we are. That's who we are. And there's old people and young people and Christians and libertarians and black people, white people, gay people. It's just folks that don't want to be in a box and know the Democratic Party are a bunch of corrupt criminals working with a bunch of disgusting blue blood Republican trash, who have been parasiting off of us and trying to dumb us down so they can control us and then writing white papers admitting it. And I felt raped this morning, but not in a victim way, with a revulsion of how much I disdain CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and MSNBC, because they're consciously liars, they're consciously criminals, they're consciously, with psych warfare, trying to create as much racism and sexism and division as they can. And again, it's in the WikiLeaks, it's in their white papers, it's in, they all write academic reports on it. Gruber, you know, gets up on TV and says, I'm here to lie to these dumbasses. God, they're idiots. And that's what's frustrating to me, is that they superimpose, they do everything they can to keep you from actually hearing what I have to say. They do everything they can to keep you from what Trump's actually saying. They do everything to get in between all of us, even though Trump's super popular, even though InfoWars is super popular, everything we go on has the highest ratings ever. They've got 10 different TV shows modeled after yours truly, but then misrepresenting who I am, trying to destroy me while they try to keep me from telling you who I really am. Think about that. More than 10 shows right now. I'm talking to Michael Savage. He goes, is that Homeland guy based on you? And I go, yeah. He goes, really, really? Some people think it is. I'm like, no, they say it is. In hundreds of articles. And again, it's this thing where you're being destroyed. There are these characters based on you, and they're not even who you are. They steal your identity, and then Joe Rogan has his biggest podcast times double ever, and they try to censor it and block it and not let it go out, so I can't even talk to you. And what made me think of this was watching Trump speak, but also just realizing that the whole facade's coming down. I mean, they can't hide it. It's this whole fake CNN town hall thing. And then they're lying, saying, is it fake? The whole thing's completely scripted. They always have been, just like the debates.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Is the chance of Lock Her Up and Hillary for Prison 2016 that all originated right here on this transmission. And that's why they're trying to block us and trying to censor us, because we put out memes that are truth-based, and that's why they're viral. And I think that's going to be InfoWars' new slogan. Not just that there's a war on for your mind, but InfoWars. The truth is viral. You have Frigier trademark that right now. Thank you. InfoWars. The truth is viral. And you can't stop the signal. InfoWars. You can't stop the signal. And the reason I opened the broadcast up with that is it really hit me today. And when I say this, everybody's going to go, and you told us the grass is green and the sky's blue. I know that. I'm only telling you what you already know. But we tend to, again, adapt to the tyranny and just kind of go along with it because we don't want to be troublemakers. Well, if you look at where this goes incrementally, it goes to a very hellish place. With open censorship against nationalists, against Christians, against libertarians, and then everybody else. And it's already started where they're just censoring everybody. Anybody super popular who is an establishment, particularly if they're liberal, but more of a classical liberal, they're being taken over. They're being attacked. Because if you got 20 billion views on YouTube, you know, we've only got like 6 billion. That's bigger than anything out there. If you're somebody like PewDiePie, and they came to him again 2 years ago and said, you give us control of your channel and you partner with YouTube. They're already running ads. They're already making 70% of the money. Or we're going to shut your ass down. And he didn't go along with them, and they started shutting him down and demonetizing him. Think about how criminal that is. You sign a contract, you follow the rules, you're the most popular thing in the world. Adults are like, who's that? Believe me. You go to a high school or a junior high, and you're PewDiePie. It's like Elvis Presley showed up. Same thing with me, by the way. That's what really worries the globalist. I mean, I go to high school events and stuff from other schools with my children at it, and I mean, it's I walked in a hamburger place near a high school when I left early one day. It was like 3:34, and high schoolers came in. And I was mobbed like I was Elvis Presley. Now, that's what scares the globalist. Because young people aren't buying into this stuff where they get sat down in a seat and they're told there's not two genders and all white people are bad. And by the way, it was Indian kids, it was Chinese kids, white kids, black kids mobbing me at this place. And I'm not bragging. I'm giving you the good news, but here's the bad news. If we just accept the massive censorship that's already kicking in, it's going to become total. And they're going to deplatform all of our finances. And I'm talking about you. You notice the big banks announced last week that they are now going to target the NRA, gun shops, and gun owners and not let you do business with them. Now, remember, if you're a gay couple and somebody doesn't bake your cake, you get $500,000. But if you're a libertarian or a conservative, oh, we have policies. You can't. They're talking about trying to not let Cabela's have credit card service or the NRA. That's in the news. You understand that's what Hitler did to his political enemies starting in 33, 34, 35, 36. He first took political control in Germany, killed off the SA, people that brought him to power, and put the SS in, his Praetorian Guard. Then he started going after the finances and shutting down people's businesses and then herding them into ghettos. We're already being herded into electronic ghettos, a term Matt Drudge coined. At least I first heard it from him and looked it up. He's the one it came from. Maybe he could correct me, but I mean, it is internet ghettos. And that's what we've been put in. Because we're the winners. Because we're number one. Drudge is the biggest website in the world, not just news. And what does the WikiLeaks say? What do the new documents that came out last week say? Just type it in. Soros is all over the news saying, ban Drudge in Europe. Just ban the URL. Do you understand the magnitude of that? Because we're promoting America and real freedom and real diversity and real tolerance. And promoting what's successful and what's sexy and what works. America, with all its excess and problems, compare it to Venezuela or North Korea. Yeah, there's a new meme out. They think I'm Hitler and want me to take their guns away with Trump. Amazing. So think about the condescending, arrogant garbage from CNN and MSNBC. When they stage the debates and give Hillary all the questions and they get caught lying about it and giving it to Donna Brazile, or how they stage fake polls where they admitted that they polled Democrats 3-1 in some of these polls. They were taking 70% calls, admitting it, on phone polls from Democrats. And then wondered why Hillary, they said, was up at 60-something%. That's ridiculous. When the New York Times says there's a 97% chance Hillary wins, horse manure, wasn't even a real poll. They admitted it was. They our experts say this. They pull it out of their rear ends. So, Donna Brazile says she doesn't know how she gave them to Hillary. But remember, she's in the WikiLeaks. Giving him to Hillary, CNN giving him to her, then she got caught lying about it. And now she doesn't remember how she gave him the questions. And then we forget the real question is, why were you given the questions? See, it's never a debate about what's in the WikiLeaks. It's always, oh, the bad people that gave them to us. It's like somebody peeks over your fence and sees you burying your dead husband, your dead wife, and the police don't go, why were you looking over their fence? Yeah, we found a dead body. We don't care about Mr. Smith and the dead body. You're going to jail as a peeping Tom, you piece of crap. And we have staged questions on screen. CNN has been absolutely caught in a beautiful derailment here. They've been staging these town halls since they started CNN in 1981. I've had my reporters get into them. They first screen you, they check the parking lot for bumper stickers, they put you through a screening process, and then they give you questions. And if you act like you're not going to follow it, you don't get in. And it's incredible. CNN are such liars. That's why I quit being interviewed by them, because they would always say, oh, we've got a car coming to get you, and you're going to be live. Yes, sir. You want to be live, you'll be live. And it probably happened 15 times where I'd show up, and I'd go, this host isn't on for 2 hours. Oh, you're right. We're taping it. And then they go for 20 minutes, and then they edit it down where it doesn't even make sense. They'll ask you one question, cut back to the person, and then cut back with another answer that wasn't even the same topic. Remember, Katie Couric got sued for that. I recorded the old Megyn Kelly doing the thing to me. They would edit stuff 10, 15 minutes apart on totally different subjects where I sounded like a lunatic on air. But total jump cuts. You know when it's edited when there's a cut every second. Bloop, 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 bloop. Cut back to Kelly. Cut to a shot of the kids. Cut to a shot of Newtown. Cut to while I'm talking because it's edited. Just like refrigerator magnets. You can write whatever you want with those things. And they just take them and move them all around. So, we're going to go to break. When we come back, CNN has now been caught not just staging all this stuff, but then lying about staging.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, CNN has been caught staging a town hall. Of course they staged them. And then they said, oh, we don't even hand out questions. And then they have blown up HD video of saying, here is your question, typed out by CNN. That's what they do. You're there as a prop. You're there in a production. Remember, CNN got caught staging with a movie director, Muslims, at a vigil after a terror attack in London? And because the Muslims weren't going out and protesting the terror attack, they never do, against the infidels. So they just go get some people, and it turned out many of them were actors and weren't even Muslims. They were Sikhs and people. They just dressed up like Muslims. I mean, this is next level, ladies and gentlemen, and they do it over and over and over again like you're idiots. And it turned out it was a film crew doing it. Much of CNN is a PR company. They've been paid over $100 million by Qatar. I've had CNN producers on that went public years ago. Who was that attractive blonde reporter? And then she just went into private life and they got married. The Lion, yeah. Amber, we need to get her on. Because she was there. They're like, per show she was doing, they were paying them $300,000+ to cover up and to lie about the people they were torturing and killing. And she said, I'm not doing it. She'd go over there and have footage of them machine gunning people, and then CNN would tell her to put out the opposite. I mean, do you understand the criminal nature of these people? And hey, Amber Lyon wouldn't do it, even though she was award-winning, you name it. Bye-bye. They basically told her to resign, so she just left. She had integrity. Cheryl Atkinson published that the ATF was shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They said to get gun control passed as a false flag. They didn't shoot all the poor Mexicans, but they sure as hell shipped the guns down there to the criminals so they could kill them. If I give you a gun to go kill people, I'm just as guilty. And she got let go at CBS for that, didn't she? Because she had integrity. And you look at these scumbags on CNN and Cuomo saying, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. If you read WikiLeaks, you're going to go to jail. And reportedly, he's such a bully thug. He's a huge guy. You're like 6'7", his brother. I mean, they are criminals, in my view. And the people that know him up in New York say, oh, my God, they are. His brother's like, if you're a Christian or a gun owner, get out of the state. And people went, man, that's really rude. He meant, I meant it. Get out. We run this state now. You get out of here. Shameful. Thugs. And he's just so threatening when he just looks at that camera and he goes, by the way, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. I am. And I'll tell you what you need to know. The arrogance. I'll tell you what you need to know, toots. And I'll slap you around if you don't get in line. And he gets to drunk drive and hit and run in front of people at a big town party, running into people's cars in Main Street, falling out drunk. But he's a Cuomo, so he gets to do what he wants to do. Thug! Piece of crap! And I'm sick of these people. You don't bully me, you piece of garbage, you un-American filth! CNN, all you scum! You scum! America is wise to all of you filthy, lying, degenerate pieces of crap. And we'll read what we want, and we'll watch what we want, and we'll do what we want. And thugs like you get in our face and try to muscle us, you know what'll happen, scum. Come down here to Texas and run your big, dirty thug mouth and see what happens, boy. Running his mouth about the president. He's a thug. How the president's effeminate and all this stuff. Let me tell you who is effeminate. It's traitors like you that serve evil and that go around trying to bully people, and CNN going to that woman's house that's our listener, we learned. She was listening when I was talking about her. And go and try to threaten her and say you're a Russian agent and try to intimidate her from her political activities. You're the thugs. You're the scum. You're the people trying to say gun owners are responsible for people dying. It's the media hyping up mass shootings that is 100% affecting the mental illness of these drug heads and people. And the sheriff's department, not just the sheriff that knew the shooting was going on and stood out there for 4 minutes because it looks like he was a big fat coward, but also the sheriff's department. And I know Roger Stone's son's on the sheriff's department, and I'm sure there's some nice people, but give me a break. Just because he has dinner with the sheriff, I'm not mad at Roger. I disagree with him. I think that sheriff's a big Democrat. He's a big Hillary bootlicker. And they knew it was coming, and they all stood down. And the FBI stood down. And now they get to trash the Second Amendment some more, and the sheriff's department sat there. And that's what the students told us who've been on the show. They just pulled up in their cars and waited for more backup to get there. I mean, I'm not a hero, but I guarantee you, somebody's going around here shooting people or a school, I'm going to find them and I'm going to put bullets in them, or I'm going to die trying. Instinctive. How did we become so cowardly? Well, it's called being a Democrat. It's called being a sack of garbage. It's called being a selfish piece of filth. That's what it's called. But their whole house of cards is coming down, isn't it? Their whole stinking house of cards. And so they're now going, okay, we are going to try to openly censor anything nationalist or anything anti-globalist because our world government's in crisis. Oh, I thought none of that existed. Oh, I thought it's all fake news. I thought that the global elite worshiping AI gods was something I made up. Just a year ago on the Joe Rogan Experience, it was national news how crazy the stuff I said was. And then 6 months later, Elon Musk, word for word, said it all. I go to these big meetings, and they're planning to kill everybody. And they're planning to bring in a one-world government, make us merge with computers, put chips in our brains. And then they, Is AI a threat to Christianity? That's what they're pushing. That's their whole plan. That's their religion, is forcing you under it. And you know what? I'm going to raise the alarm because I don't want to be a slave to this. So a bunch of scum can sell out our species to these robber baron globalists with delusions of grandeur. And so thugs can sit there like Cuomo and his thug brother and thug around threatening everybody and bullying everybody so we roll over to him. Scarborough can have, you know, dead girls in his office with their brains beat out. Cuomo can hit and run in front of everybody because they're the big guys. They're the big men. They're the big thugs is what they are. You got Mika Brzezinski's dad, who was a war criminal, mass murderer. Oh, he can get his hands bloody, but he was a mass murdering anti-American piece of garbage. And now Zbigniew Brzezinski is rotting in filthy hell with all the rest of the scum and all the rest of the degenerate control freaks, and all of that filthy milk nobility can go straight to hell. We'll be right back. I am Alex Jones, and the transmission will not be stopped. The signal will win. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Very, very crooked media.
You know, I didn't know Paul was about to publish this article and Rob Dew is on vacation. He's usually the guy that's over the YouTube accounts and lets me know about strikes and things that are going on. So I'm learning about what's going on from Paul Watson during the break as they give me this new article that he published on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And guess what it says? CNN is directly lobbying YouTube to shut down Infowars. And how do we know this? CNN, the fake news network, and the Nazi-like censors, I mean, that's what the Nazis did, so the shoe fits, is going around misrepresenting what we've said and what we've done, number one. And then number two, telling everyone to go flag our videos as community guidelines violations so that they can ban InfoWars. Let me tell CNN and let me tell YouTube what I've already told the audience. I know you're listening, and I know Media Matters is listening. I am going to start suing media companies and organizations. I've met with all the lawyers. It's all lined up. I have to do it to defend the First Amendment. And we've got so many big cases that we're just looking at the right ones. And, you know, I've been added to lawsuits against Google by Google insiders and things about what's going on. And so there's a lot of shoes about to drop. But there isn't a jury in the world, I don't care, liberal, conservative, that isn't going to find in our favor. And it's going to be watershed. Because you can't attack and demonize somebody and then misrepresent who they are and then disappear their responses to it so you can then say something was in the video that wasn't there. They're saying that I said that no one was shot in Florida. And that I put out videos saying they were all crisis actors, which I've never said. And they started last week by banning the number one video on YouTube with millions of views in one day of people just pointing out that this guy is in the drama club and is an actor and is a spokesperson. Just like we're saying CNN had a town hall, they just had a bunch of pre-scripted people there reading off scripts. So we said, you've got four kids out of 3,000. Who are 99% of who's put on television, and then the other young people say, hey, they gave me scripted questions, and then CNN says they're liars. So I haven't said David Hogg's a liar. I haven't said any of them are liars. I said they're anti-gun zealots, their parents are, and they're PR operatives now being used to go after a Second Amendment. That's a total fact. And I just learned they removed the video and gave us a strike. And say that they are going to remove the other ones, and CNN says they want us banned. Just like we have the New York Times and YouTube on hidden camera from Project Veritas saying our main job is to shut down Alex Jones and anybody promoting American flags. That was another quote. Just our enemies are people that like American flags. Wow, that's a foreign globalist for you. Basically, anybody like Alex Jones, Paul Watson, American flags, we shadow ban them. They don't know that no one can see them anymore. It's real funny, these dumbass rednecks. Those are quotes. Because you like Second Amendment and freedom and don't want to live in Venezuela, you're an evil white person. And because we are telling the truth and it's so devastating to them, they misrepresent what we did. They say, well, a video last week that was number one before YouTube caught it, bad job, ban it quicker. Now they ought about total censorship, but couching it like it wasn't good enough, it wasn't quick enough. When you understand the type of lawsuits I've got when I've got Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, parent company, Google, on video saying we censor Alex Jones. And then when you do it, you then go out and say, I said something I didn't say. See, that's the real art of censorship, is you don't just silence the victim. You then go and misrepresent the victim so you can destroy them. See, what you do is you tie their hands, you stick a gag in their mouth. And then you attack and you attack and you attack and you attack. So here's the article, and everybody to make it go totally viral. This is incredible. And we'll add this live video feed. We'll grab this and put it into the article so people can get my response. Alex Jones responds to CNN's calls for it to be banned on YouTube. And they mean business, folks. People say, oh, I don't like Milo, or I like Milo, or why is Milo on? Because they're trying, they banned him on Twitter. They're trying to destroy him. They're trying to shut him down. Even if I disagreed with him on most things, which I don't, I would want to lift him up because they're scared of him. So, here it is. InfoWars is two strikes away from being banned from YouTube. And then you salivate CNN over this with Anderson Cooper, the CIA operative. And then they have Hogg on there going, I'm not a crisis actor. InfoWars, stop it. And people, that dirty Alex Jones said there wasn't a shooting there. Anderson Cooper said so. He's a good CIA man. And it's all Phil Mudd up there at CNN who wants me banned because he can't stand it. He wants to run around and say he's going to kill the president. And then I'm sitting there saying, hey, buddy, the military's watching your ass. He doesn't know. He's going to dish it out. Phil Mudd isn't going to take it. So they want to shut you up. Here's CNN. And they misrepresent the video. They imply that I'm saying the shooting didn't happen. And then, oh, but you can't see the video because we went and complained and got it banned. And we're asking everybody to go complain. And this is the no platforming. Hey, we're going to shut down all the gun shops. We're going to shut down Cabela's. We're going to shut down the NRA. We're not going to let gun owners do business. We're not going to let credit card companies work with gun sellers. This is called hardcore bullying authoritarianism. So that thugs like Cuomo, remember? He said, I can read the WikiLeaks. You're not allowed to. You'll go to jail if you do. The condescension. The in your face. And it's incredible. So, again, they misrepresent what I've said, just like they do on Sandy Hook. But you've heard it the last week. You've heard what I really said. You've heard what we laid out. There it is. Remember, it's illegal to possess WikiLeaks Clinton emails. But it's different for the media. It's just CNN's Chris Cuomo. In fact, let's play a clip of him. Again, they don't want you to even see this because you realize how dumb it is. They don't want you to hear Jonathan Gruber saying, you're stupid. I'm ripping you off. You're a scum. I'm going to feed on you. They don't want you to hear Feinstein going, we're going to ban all your guns. Oops. Our plan is to totally ban all guns. Oops. They're trying to take down clips of Chuck Todd saying, I like the New York Times. Let's just repeal the whole Second Amendment and ban all guns. Oh, that didn't go over too well. They have articles out. Trump's a kook. He says, we're coming for your guns. Nobody wants to take your guns. Nobody wants to get rid of your Second Amendment. That is crazy. So, you need to support us, folks. You need to buy the products. You need to share the articles, the videos, and understand that when they ban us on YouTube, they're going to go around everywhere else, but everybody else can upload us. Everybody else can put together the videos. It's your patriotic duty for free speech to get a YouTube account, to get a Facebook account, to get all the other platforms, Snapchat, everything, and just hammer this info out. Hammer, 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 because it's a war. If they can shut us up, they're coming for everybody. They're already here. I need everybody's help. I need everybody to make a big deal out of this. Because, again, this is how they do it. This is how they engage in their anti-American attempt to kill the First Amendment. They hate it more than the Second Amendment. Thugs. Absolute thugs. We'll be right back. Critical intel straight ahead.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
CNN, just like Jonathan Gruber, thinks you're all stupid and thinks you're all idiots when they told you Obamacare is going to be free and you can keep your doctor and all the rest of it. When they gave the questions to Hillary Clinton for the debates and then got caught lying about it. When they got caught staging, you know, Muslim events, protesting Muslim bombings, which Muslims don't ever do, so they had to stage it. A lot of people weren't even Muslims. They were actors. CNN got caught doing all that. So Phil Mudd, when he's over there saying he's going to kill the president, and you know, when they've got Clapper on saying that they're going to take the president out, they don't want anybody to be able to respond. They want to make you watch it at the airport. They pay the airports to pump it in. They pay the public schools in first period in many public schools to make you watch canned CNN propaganda. So this is the globalist-run, Soros state-run force-feed media. And just as I started the show saying CNN wants to keep you from seeing what we actually say and do, I had no idea that we had been hit with a community guideline strike and that there was a big story out today, because we don't even really follow news about us because there's so many hundreds of articles a day usually, you can't keep track of it, the full-on attack. And they said that we bullied David Hogg, and they referenced another video that was number one that somebody else put out saying he's an actor. We simply said they're in the drama class. They're PR people. He is a journalism student, and he is an anti-gun person in an adult role as a public figure trying to take a major civil right. And so we have a right to talk about it. And CNN's been caught coaching people and is in the middle of a huge controversy right now, staging that town hall and pre-scripting questions. And they've been caught. And the questions, people kept some of the questions. So all this is coming out. It's on Infowars.com. It's on Newswars.com. It's on DrudgeReport.com. Florida school shooting survivor. CNN told me I need to stick to the script. And they came out and said that the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School student survivor, Colton Habb, is a liar. CNN has said he's a liar, even though people go, no, here's the questions they gave me. Even though we put images up of the questions that say, here is your question. So they're staging this whole thing, and we're saying, this is scripted. They're staging town halls. There's out of 3,000 students, they're picking four anti-gunners to then have scripted responses and to put out anti-gun talking points. I mean, who is denying that? Who is denying they're reading off teleprompters? Who is denying they've been given scripted questions? Who is you can't deny that. And so what does the bullies over at CNN do? What do they do? They say InfoWars is two strikes away from being banned for bullying children, little innocent children no one's ever heard of, not public figures reading off teleprompters. And if you criticize their speech, you're saying no shooting happened, which we never said, and you're bullying. And, oh, you can appeal it, but it's a couple lines. And here it is. Here is a document cam shot, please. Community guidelines status. The community says I'm bad. Just like the old Soviet Union, somebody in the community said that, you know, you were a capitalist, you got to get sent for 10 years re-education to the Gulag Archipelago. And what was the video? David Hogg can't remember his lines in TV interview. And he can't remember. And they're coaching him saying, it's okay, it's okay. That's what CNN's in the middle of a giant controversy right now. One of the biggest stories in the country is them saying it's not a scripted town hall when they admittedly script the things. Am I bullying CNN now? CNN students told me, stick to the script. Network wrote the questions. It was shocking. Let's play the clip first of David Hogg that they don't want you to see. Just like they're trying to block our videos that are shot over the shoulders of reporters on iPhones, on smartphones, when they're going, oh, there was multiple shooters, we saw them shooting, and they were running around. No, I was with Nicholas Cruz, and he wasn't shooting anybody. Oh, do not put that out. No, 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 no. Just like we told you in Vegas, the whole thing was going to fall apart, and it did. And put that back up on screen from Drudge for me. I want people to understand what's happening. But oh, CNN makes it, oh, Alex Jones said that the mass shooting didn't happen. And they mentioned somebody else's video that was number one that they banned. And I said on Tuesday, I said, watch, they banned that video. Now they're going to try to ban everything. And here's the key. And we're going to Paul Watson. Once they have banned your video, they can say in the video, you did all these terrible things you didn't do. See, that's why it's key. They burn your book, and then they say, Alex Jones wrote a novel of how much he loves Satan. And how he, but then when you actually read the book, if they didn't burn it, it says, I love Jesus. But see, they have to destroy my speech, and then they can misrepresent all they want and make you watch CNN and force feed it to your kids and have it in the airports and ram it down your throat in restaurants and everywhere because you're going to listen to Anderson Cooper. And Cuomo, he's going to tell you when you can read WikiLeaks from him. You aren't allowed to. Because they're the bosses, and they run your life, and they run your world. This is so huge. A next-level censorship. With CNN saying, everybody, let's shut InfoWars down. Let's all go flag it and say, as a community, we don't like it, to ban it. That's the socialist globalist plan. In Europe, you say that a Muslim killed somebody, even when it's the case, you get arrested in Germany. Police chiefs that say 99% of the gang raping is Muslim men, they get fired. You stand up to Muslim rape gangs, you're fired. You don't say it's the Muslims. And you've got scripted anti-gun kids with their parents on TV, young adults, high schoolers, high school seniors, and I can't say, look at this bumbling scripted interview. I guess I'll get banned for saying that CNN staged the town hall, too, or gave Hillary the questions. You did it all. You did it all. You're a bunch of lying, dirty scumbags, and you can't stand hearing what lying filth you are. Just like they attacked this young man we're going to play in a moment. He was there. Other people said they didn't want to be scripted, so they left. See how that works? See how that works? See how that works? You see how that works? You're going to let them win? These are real authoritarians. These people mean business. And see, a lot of the other media kind of watches InfoWars get censored and goes, well, you know, it'll be less competition for us. Idiots. Idiots. They will shut you down next 100%. If everybody doesn't rally around InfoWars, this is an attack on everybody. Okay, so here is David Hogg not being able to get his line straight. Here it is.
Because we had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill, too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
It's okay, you're fine, David, you're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, when I was going out, I was in shock.
Yeah, same. I don't know how to put this in perspective.
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same hallway as the shooter. One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. He was in there at the same time, and he was in the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live.
This guy is an anti-gun spokesman who is force-fed to everybody. He's a young man in a man's world. Ooh, you're not supposed to say man. And then now at Purdue and places, they say in the English department, don't say man. I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to be banned for that, too. And I'm not joking. These are authoritarians. Now, when we come back with Paul Watson, we've got Colton Hab, who isn't scripted. Who isn't reading off a teleprompter? Who isn't trying to get his line straight? I mean, this makes me so angry, ladies and gentlemen, because they're trying to rob all of you of your speech. And you've got a guy all over television. You've got these kids going up and telling people, burn her to Dana Loesch and saying, you're a killer. So they can say, you're a killer. They can dump hot coffee on me, the left, and whatever they want. They can say, kill the president, everything. That's okay. And if we just say, hey, they're using these kids to put out their anti-gun message. Oh, we got to ban you right now. CNN says ban Alex Jones. Ban him, ban him.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist calls to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The scientists at InfoWars Live.